Topic 1. Technique 10, Reasoning Based on Educated Common Sense and Common Knowledge Within a Specialized Field. Note, the term specialized field is used in a very general way in this ebook, and it includes any academic discipline or trade, such as history professor, physicist, chemist, physician, plumber, carpenter, electrician, etc. All of the above professions, trades, and related fields have their own unique set of commonly shared knowledge, vocabulary, specialized ways of reasoning, equipment, tools, strategies, and methods. This can be important for non-fiction writers if they are writing for a specific field, profession, or technical personnel. Specifically, this involves using whatever will be relevant or appropriate for your readers. For example, if you are writing for mathematicians or advanced math students, you should use the common knowledge, vocabulary, and reasoning strategies in your document that relate to mathematics. The ideas presented in the previous two paragraphs relate to Technique 10, which is reasoning based on educated common sense and common knowledge within a specialized field. However, when you are writing for a general audience, you have to use a different set of common knowledge, vocabulary, and commonly used reasoning strategies. This relates to Technique 9, which is reasoning based on common sense and common knowledge. Technique 9 was discussed in the previous chapter. Subtopic, a more precise description of Technique 10. Technique 10 is reasoning based on educated common sense and common knowledge within a specialized field. This technique is similar to common sense reasoning and common knowledge, with the following two major exceptions. 1. Technique 10 includes specialized knowledge and skills obtained by most people who are educated in a specific discipline, field, or trade. 2. The reasoning process with Technique 10 involves the commonly used strategies, methods, and equipment that are used to solve problems and obtain goals in the specific discipline, field, or trade. Technique 10 is essentially conventional common sense reasoning techniques, combined with specialized knowledge, methods, and equipment that are typically used in a specialized field. Subtopic, the limitations of Technique 10. Technique 10 typically will involve material that most readers are likely to be unfamiliar with, even if they are highly educated. This can involve specialized vocabulary, mathematics, theories, methods, and descriptions of specialized equipment. Thus, Technique 10 is not suitable if you are writing for a general audience, even if they are highly educated. Technique 10 is useful to support your writing only when you are knowledgeable in a subject and you are writing for readers that have similar knowledge. This will become apparent after you read the next topic. Topic 2. Examples, in the form of questions that require reasoning based on educated common sense and common knowledge within a specialized field. There are three questions presented below this paragraph that serve to illustrate Technique 10, reasoning based on educated common sense and common knowledge within a specialized field. The field I used for the examples is mathematics. Thus, you will probably be able to calculate the answers to the questions easily if you are well trained in mathematics. If this is not the case, you may not fully understand the questions, and you may find the calculations difficult. However, the answers to the questions and related calculations are shown in the next subtopic. Question 1. Let us assume there is a very large piece of paper 0.002 centimeters thick, and it is folded in half 78 times. This obviously results in a very thick stack of paper. How many years would it take a beam of light to transverse the thickness of the stack of paper? Calculate the result to the second decimal place. Keep in mind that light travels 186,282 miles a second, and in 1 year, it travels 946073077711956000 centimeters. Note, the above problem is only theoretical, and usually it is not possible to fold a piece of paper in half more than 7 times. This problem can also be confusing if you are not familiar with geometric progressions. If this is the case, see the following websites, How folding paper can get you to the moon TED. The geometric progression of folding paper. What's Malcolm Gladwell talking about? By David Post. Question 2. Let us assume a ball bearing is placed in 300 cubic centimeters of water, and the total volume increases to 304 centimeters superscript 3. Calculate the length of the radius of the ball bearing to 6 decimal places, in centimeters. Question 3. 10 marbles of identical size are placed in 200 cubic centimeters of water, and the total volume of the water increases to 242 cubic centimeters. What is the total surface area of the 10 marbles in square centimeters, calculated to the second decimal place? Subtopic: the answers to the questions, and how they were calculated. The questions above are repeated in this section, with the answers and related calculations. However, if you are listening to this material, as opposed to reading it, the equations and related mathematics cannot be converted to a spoken format with this software. To understand the mathematics, you must carefully view each equation and each of the mathematical steps. Question 1. Let us assume there is a very large piece of paper 0.002 centimeters thick, and it is folded in half 78 times. This obviously results in a very thick stack of paper. How many years would it take a beam of light to transverse the thickness of the stack of paper? Calculate the result to the second decimal place. Keep in mind that light travels 186,282 miles a second, and in 1 year, it travels 946070777119560000 centimeters. The answer to this question is 638.92 years, and it can be calculated as follows. 638.91777923666596 equals 278 times 0.002/9460730777119560000. In the above equation, the long number the divisor is the distance that light travels in 1 year in centimeters. You can obtain the above answer with Microsoft Excel by using this formula: equals 278.0.002/9460730777119560000. You can copy and paste this formula into a Microsoft Excel worksheet. Before pasting, left-click on the cell you want to use for the calculation. Question 2. Let us assume a ball bearing is placed in 300 centimeters superscript 3 of water, and the total volume increases to 304 centimeters superscript 3. Calculate the length of the radius of the ball bearing to 6 decimal places, in centimeters. The answer to this question is 0.984745 centimeters, and it can be calculated as follows. The volume of the ball bearing is 304 centimeters superscript 3 minus 300 centimeters 3 equals 4 centimeters 3 equals 4 PR3/3 SOV4R. R equals V3 and 3 volts / 4P. 0.984745021842697 equals V3 and 34 / 4P. The above number is the length of the radius before it was rounded down to 6 decimal places. This calculation result can be obtained with Microsoft Excel by using this formula: equals 34/4pi1/3. You can copy and paste this formula into a Microsoft Excel worksheet. Before pasting, left-click on the cell you want to use for the calculation. The calculated result, presented above, can be checked by calculating the volume of a sphere using 0.984745021842697 for the length of the radius. If the calculation is correct, the result will be 4 centimeters 3. This can easily be done with an online calculation device I created a few years ago, which can be accessed from www.techfortext.com web link. Question 3. 10 marbles of identical size are placed in 200 centimeters superscript 3 of water, and the total volume of the water increases to 242 centimeters superscript 3. What is the total surface area of the 10 marbles in square centimeters, calculated to the second decimal place? The answer to this question is 125.89 square centimeters, and it was calculated as follows. Solve for the radius. In the formula for the volume of a sphere, which is presented below, the radius is designated with the letter r. Equals 4πr³/3. The formula below is for the length of the radius of a sphere, based on the sphere's volume. R equals V3 and 3V/4π. The formula for the surface area of a sphere is presented below. A equals 4πr² Create a new formula by substituting the formula for the radius of the sphere into the formula for the surface area of a sphere. This results in a formula for calculating the surface area of a sphere, as shown below. Surface area of a sphere A equals 4πv3 and 3v/4π2. The volume of 10 marbles is 242 cm superscript 3 minus 200 cm superscript 3 equals 42 cm superscript 3. Thus, the volume of 1 marble is 4.2 cm 3, and it is substituted into the following equation for V, as shown below. The surface area of 10 marbles equals 4πv. 3 and 3 4.2/4π2. The formula presented above is for calculating the surface area of 1 marble. However, the question asks for the surface area of 10 marbles. Thus, the formula is multiplied by 10, below. The surface area of 10 marbles equals 40πv3 and 3 4.2/4π2. 125.887802169954 equals 40πv3 and 3 4.2/4π2. You can obtain the above answer with Microsoft Excel by using this formula, equals 40πi 12.6/4πi 2/3. You can copy and paste this formula into a Microsoft Excel worksheet. Before pasting, left-click on the cell you want to use for the calculation. Subtopic, two important components of techniques 9 and 10. There are two important components of techniques 9 and 10. Which are, common knowledge, and common knowledge, within a specialized field. These concepts are very important for non-fiction writers, because when information falls into either of the above, it is usually not necessary to use citations, unless you are quoting a paraphrasing. When dealing with information that does not fall into the above categories, it is necessary to credit the author, even if you are not using paraphrases or quotes. This is explained in more detail in the next chapter. Web-based articles for additional and supporting information for the material presented in this chapter. Writing for a professional audience and like a pro, quote, the audience of a technical report, or any piece of writing for that matter, is the intended or potential reader or readers. For most technical writers, this is the most important consideration in planning, writing, and reviewing a document. You adapt your writing to meet the needs, interests, and background of the readers who will be reading your writing, close quote. Professional and technical writing rhetoric audiences. Consider your audience, ensure that your documents meet the needs and expectations of your readers. Audience Analysis, Power Tools for Technical Writing, by Ivan Walsh. Professional, Technical Writing, Purdue OWL. Audience Analysis Overview, Purdue OWL. Geometric Sequences and Sums. Geometric Sequences and Series. Geometric Sequence Calculator. Web-based videos for additional and supporting information for the material presented in this chapter. Professional Technical Writing, Advance Your Writing Skills. Grammatical and Contextual Correctness in Technical Communication. The Mathematics of Folding a Piece of Paper. How Folding Paper Can Get You to the Moon, Adrian Pinza. If you want to go to Chapter 11 of this ebook, left-click on the following link. www.techfortext.com web link.